So we're in the hill country here in the county of Sonoma, in the middle of a wine vineyard, no one around, and people just hounds. There's people literally running around everywhere trying to find where we're at. And it's not about how popular we are. It's how popular Freedom is. And that woman's activated. Scott, you just saw her during the two-minute break run up here. What did you just witness?
Yeah. Well, when she said the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, you know, only the righteous can say that. So it's a miracle.
Woman, I asked her, I said, how did you find it? She said, God literally just guided me here. Like, we're in the middle of nowhere.
In the middle of the middle of nowhere, absolutely. Well, praise God for his anointing. And I'll tell you this, Alex. I want to say everyone that goes and gets the Indian Black Salve from our website, destroy-cancer.com, $25 will go to InfoWars. $25 for each order we will give to InfoWars. That's how we want to fund Alex Jones. You are now the tip of the spear that is bringing the experts into a clearinghouse of intelligent minds. We don't have agendas except for America and the Constitution. We are the best people
and
in the shadows.
I've heard how great that Black Sabbath is, and he'd love to donate and support us. That's great because we're out of money. I heard that's really great. How do people find it?
Go to destroy-cancer.com. Also, shellgamewhistleblower.com, my website.
And but you also got a global TV program.
Yep. We have Global Freedom TV. We're changing over to Global Great Awakenings TV pretty soon. But
well, Scott, here's the problem.
300-plus stations don't carry this first five. So say that again when we come back. Because the show's not over, and we got more time. And I feel so sorry for this lady. She's crying. She literally heard I was somewhere in the area. I mean, I'm in the middle of farmland, folks. We're, like, in the countryside. Like, there's nobody even around us. This woman just comes running through the woods over here. I mean, that's how big the info war is. I mean, that has got to really scare the enemy. And I feel so sorry for her that I'm not going to be able to, you know, go and have a long discussion with her. But let's come back and recap. Another 20 minutes or so that I'm going to hit other news. But Scott, do you live out in California now? Or?
I'm about 2 hours from here in Northern California, and it's a blessing to have a personal, intimate meeting with you and sit down eye to eye, soul to soul. And I think we're in a great time. This is where America rises and bees the great nation of the great people that every other nation on earth has been waiting for. America, Trump needs to say, America is friendly again. America is your friend again.
And by the way, people say it's not American exceptionalism. It is. There's something special about America, and the fate of the world is going to held in our hands. So we're the best and we're the worst. There's a paradox wherever God is contending with the devil. We are the zone. We are the battleground. This is it.
That's why Russians love America. They love Americans. They love Trump.
Russia's also been a target of Napoleon and Hitler. I mean, there's something about Russia. There's something about America. And if we ever got together, it would be global domination through just culture and
we will. God is bringing Russia and America together. We are a traditional family values Christian super nation. Russia is not communist. It's traditional values Christian. America is too, and we are coming out of the darkness. We're coming out of Egypt, and you know, they cannot
stop. You know,
the
Russians have told me when I've been all over their national shows or under Russians on the ground, they said, we knew Americans weren't bad, but they said the last 20 years hearing me, and I have a huge Russian audience that and I'm not bragging, I'm just proud of it, that we've helped Russia understand we're not their enemy, and it's had a huge effect.
They know that. There is an enthusiasm. We have an effervescence. You said it. America has a natural buoyancy and effervescence and humor and joy and optimism that no one else in the world has. And that is the light. Let your light so shine before men that they see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. The joy of the Lord is your strength. So again, every man, woman, and child in America, dedicate 1 hour to writing a letter to members of Congress, to agencies.
No, I agree, but that's
and
what I say about them. Trump is joyous and Putin is joyous.
Putin is joyous. Trump is joyous. Zakharov is joyous. Lavrov's joyous. They are not the enemies. They have been waiting for this moment. They've been waiting for Americans to stand up and say, no, we're not taking orders from Obama pulling the strings behind Joe Biden. We're not advancing.
Stay there. Back in 60 seconds. Get your websites ready. It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review, or call toll-free, 888-253-3139.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
So it is impossible on this Tuesday, July 16, 2024 broadcast to in words describe how dangerous and beautiful and ugly and magical and satanic the moment is we're in right now. This is the total flux globally. On the verge of total nuclear war, with the deep state trying to kill Trump and their shooter for 26 minutes chickening out so everybody got the chance to see it was incompetence by design, and all that coming out. And now all these Congress people, more since I've been on air, saying, no, it's an inside job. They try to kill Trump. Trump needs to broadside him, come right out with it, and he needs to say, whatever happens to me, keep fighting. We're never going to stop. This is an illegitimate government, the CIA, the global deep state. Everything he's been saying, and I think Scott Bennett's probably right. I think I know you're right, but I also think that Ivan Raiklin's right. Under the Constitution, that's why you have Electoral College. You can have the states convene an emergency meeting and just say he's elected off the delegates he's got. But because we've got, what, 100 and – put it on screen. What is 111 days, 112 days, the election? Then you got 79 days when President Trump is president-elect. That is a lifetime. That's 180-something days.
All bets are off now that they've discovered the Secret Service are complicit in attempted murder. They're that goes without saying. Take the initiative. Take
and
the attack.
For some reason, your audio didn't go through it first. You were saying all bets are off.
All bets are off. All calendars are off. All election dates are off when you discover the government, the Secret Service, have been in infiltrated with traitors trying to assassinate Donald Trump. Now is the time, as McGregor said, no, the republics of America, which are the states, they're independent republics. The republics of America can convene and say Donald Trump is the president of the United States. He was in 2020. He was in 2021. We've known they've stolen the election. I was back there. We've known they've committed treason. We've known they've pushed the United States to destroy the United States.
And notice, Scott, you're a well-known author and former Army intel officer. They keep getting afraid. Oh, they're going to come after us. They're going to be tyrants. They're going to put us in jail. They already did that. They drew first blood. They started it. You can't sit there once they've taken you to this point and play, you know, games with gloves on here. And we're not talking about physical violence at this point, but you just got to state. We have a hijacked government. There's been a coup. And I'm ordering the Secretary of Defense and the head of the DHS and the head of the Justice Department to all step down. And I'm basically ordering in the name of the people, Joe Biden, to step down. I mean, it's time to just say we're done, give up. But if you just keep the process and giving them another chance to reload, it's too dangerous.
Every American state said we're being invaded and declared emergency. The 25 states that gathered around Texas, that same mentality needs to now rise up and say our president, Donald Trump, was attempted to be assassinated. It was done.
That's right.
By the
states can declare an emergency, and then the legislatures have that power already. That's a republic, and say this is off. We've taken the government back. It's not a civil war. It's the states saying this is an illegitimate government. We'll have probably 30 states vote to remove Biden, and then it's done.
And the states and the counties in every state can say, we do not recognize the jurisdiction of the FBI or the Secret Service. You are traitors until proven otherwise. We've seen you take a shot at the President of the United States, Donald John Trump. We're not allowing you to have a building in Nebraska, Mr. FBI, Mr. Secret Service. You are all suspects. The sheriffs and the counties need to consolidate their ownership of their states and counties again. They're republics. That's how America started.
We're now in the middle of the second American Revolution, and we're winning.
Absolutely. And we will win. Donald Trump is George Washington, and the American people are the Minutemen. And the pen is mightier than the sword. Write letters. Make phone calls. Send emails. Make speeches. Everybody needs to be engaged this week and support InfoWars. Support the people who are speaking out about this. Because if Alex isn't doing it, who else is? No one. And he could be ticking out too. So people need to get deadly serious because we're on the verge of the deep state Democrats again, doing all sorts of attacks to try and blame it on Trump supporters, blame it on Republicans, blame it on Russia. We need to go on the attack and expose all of these plans ahead of time. And everybody in Congress needs to get rid of their soft, mild manners and get into Braveheart war mode and paint their face. Doesn't mean behave out of it.
This is war mode. We didn't bring people here. We didn't do this. Now we are aiding and abetting the enemy if we don't say exactly what's going on.
That's right.
And the power of saying, we know, Mayorkas, you got orders from the CIA. We know you stood down. And we want everybody that was involved and everybody that saw shady stuff to come public now.
Yes.
It's time, like when the FBI, the old days when they weren't as corrupt as they are now, would bullhorn the guy, hold people hostage, and say, listen, you'll get 10 years in prison now. If not, we're going to come in and kill you. And I'm not saying we're going to kill them, but you know what I'm saying. It's literally come out with your hands up. You've lost. You're surrounded. You have no way to escape.
Yeah.
Because we don't want to have the confrontation. We will win. Yeah. Talk about let's war game this. People will get an idea. If they would have blown Trump's head off, what would have happened? See, I don't fear the globalist. I fear what we will do and how it'll get out of control and how society isn't educated enough to then dial that back. Most revolutions go bad. Mm-hmm. Ours went well. I don't want the bloodletting. I don't need that in my life like a communist. I don't want to string you up and torture you and bury you and like blow you up in buildings. And I mean, we turn this loose, folks. We'll kill you in 1 week. You're all gone. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter. You launch some nerve gas attacks with your drones. And you say, we all know it's you. It'll make us more pissed off. We're not weak. We were asleep. And once we go, you think a zombie apocalypse, you've seen it. Movies looks bad. Once we get going, it's like army ants eating a whole forest now in 5 hours.
It's like there's two different scenarios. One on the movie Braveheart, when the Scotsmen rush the field with a mad, bloodthirsty battle cry, rebel yell, versus the Game of Thrones, spearmen or 300, the Spartans, highly disciplined and marching with a methodical logic. We want to be the Spartans marching with a methodical logic.
We want to FOIA request. Remove the cancer. And not just have a giant bloodletting.
That's right. Surgically remove the cancers. That's what letters and FOIA and political action do. And everybody now steps in and performs and carries the load. As SEAL teams, you each carry a portion of the boat. Every American, if you want to keep your freedom, you have a duty to step into this fight. And you have a duty to write letters and make FOIA and send emails and make phone calls 1 hour a day. This week is the week
when
where
the sheriff's department gets 500 calls saying indict the Democrats. When the county commissioners get that, it just creates a buzz of support. Yeah. And now they're not even cowards; they're asleep. They go, "What? Something's going on."
And you have a duty to step up. And these and pastors going to these churches and saying, "No, you need to stand up. You need to recognize as the pastors, the Black Robe Regiment in the American Revolution." Those pastors, the Black Robe Regiment, were the ones who stood up and inspired their flock.
Right. I mean, I go to a lot of churches. They give good sermons, make you feel good. God, it's great. But you go there, and it's all milquetoast. It's never about what's happening. Every church out there should be saying, we got to mobilize and save the republic, because it means nuclear war and financial collapse if we don't. Yeah. See, people ask, Alex, why do you have so much courage? Why are you willing to fight people? It would take blind courage not to fight this. This is pure self-preservation. The safest course is fighting these lunatics. This is not some tough guy thing, and I'm not doing all this because I want to be a hero or because I want to be the next aristocrat in charge of things. No, I'm an American. I want freedom, and I understand the danger is guaranteed. It only gets worse laying down. And people say, well, it's better to die on your feet than live on your knees. That's not really how the world works. When you're on your knees, you die. On your feet is when you live and are successful. Okay, statistically, yeah, some got to die on their feet. Maybe I've got to. I'm totally at peace with that. But I want victory. That's why every show, I want you to, like you were saying, the last transmission. I mean, every day could be our last, folks. They are got me swarmed. They know I'm you know, the archetypal populist resistor. They needed to demonize that to demonize you. It didn't work. People got savvy. It backfired. And so I'm telling the list, this is who they want to kill first. Trump. They want to get rid of Biden and Harris because they're puppets. They want to replace them, make them victims to cancel out Trump being killed. Then Elon Musk. And I don't just say that to be, oh, get Elon's attention. Ooh, Elon, Alex Jones is saying. Elon, when I said that a month ago, responded to me and Tucker Carlson said, you're absolutely right. I'm upping my security. Because it was said like, hey, man, you're a big target. He's like, yeah, I agree. I will. And it was a recognition. Yeah, I understand. You're right. Because we need to up it, folks. This is epically dangerous. Tell people how they find your website, your show, what you do.
One thing that people need to put in every letter, everything they write, is pursuant to misprison of a felony. Misprison of a felony means if you discover a felony, a crime, it is a crime not to report it. So when you write FOIA requests or letters, say, pursuant to misprison of a felony, 8 U.S. Code Section 4, I'm asking you and the CIA or FBI or any agencies, if you know of any plots or plans of assassination of Trump or anyone else, to report it to a member of Congress or a court. Everyone can utilize misprison of a felony, misprison of a treason, and that can all be part of the backbone of a congressional investigation, too. Go to shellgamewhistleblower.com. Go to destroy-cancer.com. Every order, $25, will go to Alex Jones and his organization, which is the leading voice of truth and freedom and liberty that Donald Trump should be paying very close attention to, because this wargaming, Alex, something that no one on his team is providing. We're providing it because God's bringing us
and
to say,
way,
here's the best.
The guy doing this
because it's so dangerous. And plus, once everybody else does it, we're gonna win. Any military, any major corporation, any group wargames, and they just respond to whatever the new thing is, and there's zero wargaming. There's zero wargaming. What the enemy just tried to kill you is about to do. Instead, it's like, oh, how do we capitalize on that? Or what do we do? And it just becomes a process. That has to stop.
And beware of the saboteurs. Beware of the emotional hysteria and the mob mentality, the excitement that can easily get people intoxicated. That's when saboteurs come in and say, we want to get revenge. We want to get vengeance.
And that's where they'll activate Q. Right. That's where they'll activate Q. Yeah. I want to spend a few minutes on this. And listeners, everybody knows, this is a longtime viewer, I don't boast. I don't make stuff up. I don't sit here and just, say things and all this stuff. I told you a month ago, I met with J.D. Vance. I said, I think you'll be the nominee. He told me, I've already got it. Face to face. Rob was right there. Rob, come over here and tell people. We actually got video of it. I'm not going to put it out. Yeah, I just don't make – but I thought it was best. He didn't even say, don't say this. J.D. Vance said, no, I've got it. I'm like, okay. So we had a conversation about deep state and countering them and Obama stay behind networks, and I'll leave that. And I caught Geyser at the door of the green room taping, and I said, turn that off. And the senator didn't care. He trusts me. So he's like, he's so smart, he didn't even worry about that. He didn't say, hey, don't put that out. But I'm just telling people, I tell people these stories. These aren't made up.
No, it definitely happened. And Alex went in there. The J.D. Vance is in there, and he popped in, and they shook hands and spoke for a good 3 or 4 minutes. And we were right outside watching.
Yeah, but my point is, it doesn't even matter about that. I can go to all those events, meet with Trump, anytime I want. I try to keep myself separate, so I'm not compartmentalized. I am compartmentalized, but it's the opposite of that. I'm a lone person looking at it and being my own thing. I don't get caught up with the political stuff. They asked me to go there, so I went and spoke right before him. But my point is, I get up here and tell you, the operatives of the Trump campaign, they're very well-known names, said, yeah, we've done this operation. We saw how you helped put out the WikiLeaks and, put out their Satanism, but you got attacked for it. We've got a way to do this where we don't get the heat. And this is what our operation is. And I said, I just don't know about that. And I said, it just doesn't feel good. I'm not going to do it. And then within months, Q got taken away from them. So it was a White House operation, not authorized by Trump, but run by some of his top campaign people. And then it was very effective at first because we could hit him and then not have our people hit. So it's great to have a cloaked weapon. You can hit him with the truth, but then not get it. Then they took over 4chan and 8chan, the operatives did, and then turned it into a machine of BS to wind people up to go out and do violent stuff. Also believe that Trump was invincible and everything was handled when it wasn't, to try to pacify people. So when I tell you, that, I mean, I know the three people that set it up. And I saw it taken away as I predicted it would be, just gut level. I looked at it, I said, I don't do stuff clandestine. My power is I'm in the light. My power is it's 100% straight. I said, I get what you're doing. I understand it. But it got taken away from them because the globals control the tech. They control the media. And people can't recognize one thing from another. So Q was 100% real at first. Within 3 months of Q, it was vaporized. And again, they tried to recruit me and some of my people, including Rob, because they saw what we were doing. They said, we want you to join us. And that whole faction, I've never wore a uniform, never joined the CIA. I am my own lone wolf operation defending the Republic. But when I bring that up with some background, so you understand, they'll definitely work through some of the Q-tards that you've gotten your order from Trump. Now, the truck's waiting here. You've already seen them get them to run trains off cliffs and attack the Hoover Dam and all that. Q is run by the deep state. Do not follow anybody claiming they're Q.
You're right.
Scott?
I
lost Scott's audio.
I couldn't say it better. That's exactly right.
You just came back. You said I was exactly right.
You're exactly right, Alex. The Q thing is a deep state operation now, and I think now is the time for, you know, everybody in this moment experienced Donald Trump getting shot individually, personally. Then they felt it with their children and their parents and their husbands and their wives, and then they felt it through their coworkers and their fellow neighbors and their churchgoers. And you're either on the side of President Trump, on the side of life, on the side of law and order, or you're on the side of chaos and anarchy and purple-haired viciousness and, oh, you know, all of the vitriol. And those are the scum of humanity. Those are the mad dogs that will eventually be taken and put down. Right now is the renaissance of America, because with this action of Trump, too, when he goes, he needs to be forgiving and say, I forgive this assassin to try and kill me. And I forgive those who are so full of hatred and vitriol. And I would just say, let us turn together towards peace and stability.
That's so powerful. Trump should pray to God at his nomination. Oh, my God, I got to call Roger again to tell Trump this. But Trump will do whatever he wants. Pray to God. Call God in to protect America. Call for peace. Call to stop World War III and say, I forgive the assassin. And I forgive those of you out there that want to kill me. You've been lied to. I love you.
Every Hindu and Indian would resonate with that. It's Gandhi-like. Every black man would resonate. It's Martin Luther King-like. It's Christ-like. Forgive your enemies and bless your enemies.
Support is now upwards of 55%. This blew up in their face.
Yes. It's a claymore blowing up in their face. And again, this is the great surge that can carry America into the second renaissance The Revolution, Civil War, we don't fear anything. This is the tide of resurrection.
They demonized him. They lied about him. They indicted him. They convicted him. They impeached him. And now they tried to kill him.
And everything they've done to him, they're going to end up doing to themselves. The American people see them for what they are. The Scarboroughs, the vicious, angry, Democrat establishment, even the Rhino establishment, they've all been exposed. And they're now all running. The wicked flee when no man pursueth. They're fleeing. The American people are waking up and rising. This momentum can only build.
Yeah, let me ask you this. Why do you think they took Scarborough off the air for a few days?
Because he's a madman and a lunatic. And like all these other media people, they can't restrain their egoism and their narcissism. They are religiously kamikaze in their globalism. There's no reflection or reason or peace of mind in these liberal leftist type of individual. They are so hell-bent. We're right, you're all wrong. We're the purity, you're the all racist, homophobe, you know, angry scourge of humanity that should be cleansed. They are unable to get off of that narrative, and their narrative is taking them off the cliff, but they're unable to turn. And it's a spiritual thing. God has given them over to strong delusion to believe the lie. He's giving us to a rational, reasonable mind. And I think that that is only going to continue. And people can pray for it and pray for the president like they've never prayed before. And get involved. Spend an hour a day for the next week writing letters, sending emails, making phone calls, planning out your local operations in your towns and such. This is the moment for the Minuteman Army to begin to be assembled. And every retiree, every school teacher, every pastor, every soccer mom, this is the time for them to rise up and not be the slave that the Democrat establishment wants.
Question, and then you're going to go, and I really appreciate your time. We'll have you back on soon. And then I'm going to finish up the show here. I may even go into the war room. This time is of the essence. This could be our last show. You never know how crazy things are. Let's not underestimate the power of the dark side. We've talked about truck bombs, cyber attacks, assassinations. I think only exposing that we know the deep state did this assassination attempt could back them off. There's anything else we can do to put pressure on the enemy immediately. Letters are great. FOIA, they have to respond by law. That's a great idea. Let them know the people are on their ass. But immediately, what can we do? Pray for Trump. What else?
Well, I think the local communities, the local control, the local organizations, beware of saboteurs in your midst. Beware of the crazies, the lunatics that they'll try and flood in, you know, for vengeance and stuff. No, God is not the author of confusion. So we need to be reasonable. And again, know that victory is already achieved. We've already achieved victory. We're already marching forward in a robust, healthy, safe way. So people need to get engaged with their neighborhoods, really, and run for office, too, and challenge every congressman and senator in your district. That's the target for you to make communications and directly interface about what just happened at Donald Trump.
Don't just get Trump in. It's get all the patriots in.
Yeah, it's to get all of your special operators, all of your cyber warriors, all of your soccer moms, everybody in grassroots America. And remember, if Trump falls, we will continue to carry the guide on. In the movie From Glory, if this man falls, who will pick up the flag? If Trump falls, who will pick up the flag? If Alex Jones falls, who will pick up the flag? If Scott Bennett falls, who will pick up the flag? Americans need to be ready to pick it up.
The Patriot, which is a composite of three real stories. His son gets hit, killed, and his son was carrying the flag, and he's going to give up, and he just says no, and he gets the flag.
And that's what America still has, is the flag,
and
the patriots.
When they're losing that battle, he gets the flag.
That's right. That's what Donald Trump is raising, is the flag and the hope, the optimism, the John F. Kennedy, the Ronald Reagan, the buoyant enthusiasm, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. The Russian, President Putin, the rest of them see Trump as a peacemaker. He is not looking for wars. Putin recognized the bureaucracy and the deep state undermined Trump. They were the enemies, and they're the enemies of the American people, these establishments that have stolen our money, opened the borders, waged war, forced all of this, transgenderism, nonsense, schizophrenia down the American children's throats. All those days are over. Trump represents a purging of that, a stopping of all of that, and a shift in America. This is the pivot point. This is the great moment where everybody stands up and begins to march forward. They don't rush and scream. They're not a out-of-control rebel screaming army. They are a Spartan, disciplined, forward-marching army. They don't stop. And as you said before, too, the time for debate and discussion and all that is over. We're moving forward to secure our towns, our counties, our country, our states, our republics, and we're not recognizing the federal government's obvious treason by a seditious conspiracy to kill our president, which obviously the
system we're removing the hijackers. Scott Bennett, great job. One more time, your website.
Destroy-cancer.com. Every order, $25 goes to Alex Jones, and go to shellgamewhistleblower.com. And God bless you, Alex. And we will be victorious. We are victorious. God bless Donald Trump.
That's right. God bless and pray for Trump. We'll be right back. I haven't had a gold sponsor in 10 or 11 years. Not that gold and silver isn't a great thing to get, but because the industry is so corrupt and horrible. Anything good is going to have bad people. Like America's been great and amazing, so evil people came here to take it over. It's the same paradox. Bad times make strong men. Strong men make good times. Good times make weak men. Weak men make bad times. It's a paradox of success creates decadence. So I had a good gold company. It's been my sponsor going back 28 years ago. They shut down because all the regulations and control, because they weren't making enough money, charging a fair rate. Had been a gold sponsor in 11 years. So then I'm looking around. I already want this guy on as a guest. He already has the biggest silver operation in the country, one of the biggest gold, 25 years in business, Kirk Elliott. He always comes on, barely doesn't even plug his products. And so I go, hey, I need a sponsor. I want you on as a guest. He says, hey, I've been trying to contact you. You want to be a sponsor. So So he's been on with us for 8 months. He's giving you great advice, and silver's gone up, and gold's gone up massively since he came on. All his predictions have basically beyond come true. It's been worse than what he said. He's been very conservative. So it's like overly came true. Tomorrow's news today.
InfoWars. Tomorrow's news today.
This is a no-brainer. Everybody needs to get into silver and gold. The problem is there's so many sharks and so many scammers playing on the public's ignorance. You guys have the highest rating. I'm endorsing you. Your consultants, you pay 8% for your consultancy and then nothing back to sell. That's incredibly valuable. That's where they get you. Everybody should call the number. They should email you, say, Alex Jones sent you because you're a great sponsor. We get the support of the InfoWar, and they should do it. Everyone needs silver and gold, whether it's 10 silver bars or 100 silver bars or one gold bar or 50 gold bars. People need to get into this because this is what the elites are doing. It's so simple. KEPM.com/gold. Kirk Elliott, PreciousMetals.com/gold. Go to that link. It gives the show support. Get the best deals. Call 720-605-3900. Tell them Alex Jones sent you. And to me, I only promote something that is an absolute no-brainer.
Lie to you about what's happening now. InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. InfoWars.com/show.
One of the things I learned that shocked me was that the government was putting fluoride in our water. Not to mention all the other chemicals and food and water that cause health problems and thyroid issues. And I figured, what is the solution? Nascent iodine kept coming up in research. We decided here at InfoWars to bring you the purest form of nascent iodine. Survival Shield X3 can help support your thyroid and help with a healthy metabolism. Survival Shield X3, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of brain force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra, it's now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Republic falls, the entire world falls to the UN and the globalists and their hellish plan to literally take everything you've got, including your children, away from you. And whether it's Klaus Schwab or Bill Gates or Yuval Noah Harari, they represent the globalist ruling class of the planet who say the future is not human. Well, we got news for them. The future is not globalist. The future is human.
The lies they spread about Alex, they've tried to take him out more than they've tried to take any of us out.
But let me tell you what it is. What they'll never say is that Alex Jones has spent 30 years being the loudest voice for freedom, for liberty, and for anti-war that this world has seen. He stood against them, and that's why they're against him. Well, they have tried to burn him to the ground, but he won't stop fighting.
Let's launch Team Humanity! Take your children? The answer to their 1984 anti-human dehumanization world is humanity coming together and celebrating freedom that God gave us and saying no. The answer to 1984 is 1776. So I have a message to the globalists. I don't know how all this is going to end, but if you want to fight, you better believe you've got one. Us. They're surveilling us. They're censoring us. They're cutting off our energy, our water, our communications, our freedom. We're simply recognizing it and saying we're not going to roll over and die. Our God is the God of the universe that created it all, and your little God, Satan, is a loser. Because there is a global, worldwide, political realignment against the New World Order. The New World Order is a couple thousand arrogant people led by King Charles, who sits around and talks about how he wants to depopulate people, and so did his father, Prince Philip. And I'm telling them right now, we are not rolling over and dying for you inbred globalists. You will not divide and conquer us any longer, and as long as we never give up, we are invincible.
Happening now. InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com/show and share the link today.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show, ladies and gentlemen. I am Chase Geiser. Alex will be joining us any minute. What a powerful broadcast today. Amazing guests, amazing commentary and insights from Alex Jones. And I've been here over a year now. I started a year ago at the beginning of July. And I never cease to be amazed the extent to which Alex can connect these dots, put these things together, and make these predictions that come true time and time again. What's most disturbing about this narrative, other than the fact that there was an attempt on the life of Donald Trump, what's most disturbing to me about this narrative has been the left's attempt to neutralize this attempt, this assassination. And what I'm seeing now is claims coming out that, oh, he was a Republican, or claims coming out that this is a lone wolf, a lone actor, or a right-wing extremist even, trying to neutralize any claims that the left have had any culpability, or the Democrats or the DNC or the deep state had any culpability in this assassination attempt on Donald Trump. The fact of the matter is, it's abundantly obvious that there wasn't just gross negligence regarding the assassination attempt on Donald Trump, but there was seemingly intentional negligence to allow for this to happen. I mean, reports came out today that Cheadle, the head of Secret Service, said the reason she didn't have somebody on the sloped roof is because it was a safety risk or a safety threat to Secret Service to be on a roof that wasn't completely flat, because apparently they could slide off or fall off. First of all, it's absolutely ridiculous because they were on other sloped roofs. And second of all, it's ridiculous because it's the Secret Service protecting the president of the United States, the president to be elected, and the former president. I mean, this is, for so many reasons, obviously just a backpedaling, a lack of accountability. And it's so egregious that it's undeniable that the sole entity responsible is our own deep state. And you can try to claim that Iran is somehow responsible, or other entities are responsible, or this was a lone actor, or it was some kooky Republican trying to get attention for Donald Trump. You can try to make all those claims all day long, but the fact of the matter is, it was our own deep state responsible for this, and there's no getting around that. And things are leaking, like Trump's conversation with Kennedy after this assassination attempt on his life, and how Biden called and was so nice, and all these things. And we'll run this clip here in a second if the crew has it ready, the clip of the leaked phone call with RFK Jr. And President Trump. But what else is Biden supposed to do other than come out and act nice? And I'm not saying that he directly himself knew that this was going to happen, but it was definitely a manifestation of the deep state, which is trying to prop up the Democrats in this election against President Trump. Let's go ahead and run this clip.
Quite a bit more airflow throughout the entire case. Turning the PSU on its side does change the dimension.
A vaccination that is like 38 different vaccines, and it looks like it's meant for a horse, not a, you know, 10-pound or 20-pound baby. It looks like you should be giving a horse this. And you ever see the size of it, right? You know, it's this massive. And then you see the baby all of a sudden starting to change radically. I've seen it too many times, and then you hear that it doesn't have an impact, right? But you and I talked about that a long time ago. And anyway, I would love you to do something, and I think it'll be so good for you and so big for you. And we're gonna win. You know, we're way ahead of the guy. And you know, he's interesting. He was very nice, actually. He called me, and he said, "How did you choose to move to the right?" So I guess that's, people say, you know, if I was looking straight on, right? He said, I was just showing a chart. I didn't have to tell him the chart was on all the people pouring into our country, right? But I just turned my head to show the chart, and something wrapped me. It felt like a giant, like the world's largest mosquito. And it was a bullet going around. You know, what do they call that, an AR-15 or something? That was a big gun.
Yeah, so interesting conversation between Trump and RFK Jr. I thought it was interesting how when Trump said, you know, we're going to win, RFK Jr. didn't contest that at all, even though he's technically running against President Trump. I mean, implicitly there, RFK is admitting that he's not going to win this race, which is good news. And I'm very pleased that Donald Trump didn't pick RFK Jr. as his running mate, as many were speculating yesterday before the announcement of J.D. Vance. Because I believe that whether RFK Jr. knows it or not, he's a CIA operative. I mean, we have the CIA as a campaign manager for him. So I was very pleased to hear that it was J.D. Vance. Now, the question is, with J.D. Vance coming into the race as the VP, who would replace him in the Senate? That's really the only downside to J.D. Vance. I know people criticize him all the time, saying that he has a history of being anti-Trump or never Trump. But I believe in repentance. I believe in forgiveness. And I think that J.D. Vance is definitely a strong decision. He's obviously going to be able to pull a lot of votes from the Rust Belt as well, which I think is one of the reasons why Donald Trump picked him as the running mate. But Vivek says that he's willing to replace J.D. Vance in the Senate, but would rather dismantle the deep state. This is just a short clip, number 28, I want to run, and then we'll unpack it.
In the Senate, Governor Mike DeWine is going to be making an appointment. Could we see a Senator Ramaswamy?
The truth is, I would strongly consider it if asked. I'd also want to have an open conversation with President Trump about where I could have the biggest impact on the future of the country. For me, my top passion and sense of purpose as well is tackling the administrative state. And I think that that exists in cancerous ways at the federal level. It exists in all 50 states in this country, too. And shutting down that administrative state, that shadow government, is what gives me the greatest sense of purpose and impact. There are elements of that that need to be done through the executive branch. There are elements of that that, frankly, need to be done through the legislative branch, too, in laying out the pathway for reclaiming accountability to the political branches of government, particularly the lawmaking branch where lawmakers are elected rather than unelected bureaucrats who wield that power today. So both those could be ways to take that challenge on. And, you know, that's for after President Trump wins. That's the real goal, is first achieve success. And then after that, I'll be open-minded to the different possibilities.
You know, and aside from this, I think even the left-wing media has been totally astounding in its apparent first-ever self-awareness. I mean, we've seen some amazing things over the course of the last several days from the left-wing media. Some of them audacious and terrible in that they denied that this was even an assassination attempt for, as Alex Jones says, up to 8 hours after this assassination attempt. But also now we see them realizing how left-wing they've been, how anti-Trump they've been. When we hear stories like MSNBC polling Morning Joe off the air in response to the Trump assassination attempt, this was yesterday morning. MSNBC's Morning Joe program did not air on Monday due to the network reportedly fearing the show's hosts or guests might say something disrespectful about Saturday's attempted assassination of Donald Trump. Here in clip 30, are Mika and Joe Scarborough triggered, threatening to quit on air. Go ahead and run it.
I wanted to briefly talk to our friends and viewers that watch us every day and talk about what happened yesterday. We were told in no uncertain terms on Sunday evening that there was going to be one news feed across all NBC News channels yesterday. The Today Show would be Lester Holt, other people that you worked with on Sunday, and that was going to be one news feed across all NBC News channels, that we were going to stay as a network in breaking news mode throughout all day yesterday. That did not happen. We don't know why that didn't happen. Our team was not given a good answer as to why that didn't happen, but it didn't happen. We were also told it was going to happen throughout the day. And I guess after there was such a strong blowback about yesterday morning, I guess they changed their plans. And so those plans changed as well. So it didn't. You know, we've talked about it off the air. We'll talk about it on the air because we talk about everything on the air. We were very surprised. We were very disappointed. And if we had known that there wasn't going to be the one news feed from NBC News across all NBC News channels, Willie, we obviously would have been in yesterday morning.
Yeah, I was here up early on Sunday morning with NBC's coverage. Savannah and I
unbelievable the coverage on stuff Sunday here. Alex is back in the chair. Witness. Alex, you've had a few minutes since your astounding broadcast with several guests. I mean, it was a really great show today, Alex. What are your thoughts just being able to look back and think about what some of the things were that came on?
In the final equation, we're in the second American Revolution. We're winning. We've turned the tide. The enemy has no power. They're going to try a bunch of false flags, a bunch of dirty crap, but everything's turning against them. Just watch Infowars.com. Watch Real Alex Jones. We're trying to work as hard as we can. I'm putting all the key intel on Real Alex Jones on X. And we are going to win this fight. We're going to win this fight big time. Humanity is on the march. Evil is not all powerful. When good people stand up, the New World Order doesn't have a chance. And as Thomas Jefferson said, when the government fears the people, there is liberty. When the people fear the government, there is tyranny. And it's time to stop fearing these hijackers, these criminals, what they've done. God's hand is on Trump's shoulder, and our enemies are in complete panic mode. They're in total disarray. This is an epic moment, but please support InfoWarsStore.com. Please support DrJonesNaturals.com. Please support the broadcast and understand that this is what they fear. This is what they want off air. This is what they're trying to stop. I know the war room is coming up. I'm going to reconnoiter, go through all the new developments and things that have happened the next hour or so. Then I'll be calling in or coming back into the war room today. Reboost all that on the Alex Jones channel. We have reached 100 million people since Saturday, conservatively. Most of them new. People are really waking up. They're really getting it. So thank you all for the prayers. Pray for President Trump and pray for justice. But just know, any calculation I've done, any angle, any scenario, the New World Order loses. They just go from really, you know, peaceful fixing this to horrible situations that go on for years, but they lose in the end. So I would just tell the New World Order it's time for them to surrender. And I want to thank everybody for your support at DrJonesNaturals.com, our amazing sponsor, and at InfoWarsStore.com with the new Trump Never Surrender shirt and, of course, the new Bulletproof shirt. That is how you support us. Because if you don't support us, New World Order doesn't matter. We'll be shut down. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. The toll-free number, 888-253-3139. Thank you all for your support. Now take this show. I'm going to get on the phone with the crew, come up with clips from the show, get those out. Those will get 10 million views, conservatively just on X alone, millions of views at InfoWars. And I'll have more reports as more breaks, as more unfolds. I love how the media is attacking JD fans. That'll just make them love Trump more. JD Vance praised Alex Jones as a truth teller in a speech. And it goes on to say, the private speech, JD Vance is the devil's real and praised Alex Jones as a truth teller. I mean, they are, people need to stop running from our mavericks, running from our truth tellers, running from our tip of the spears, and embrace being attacked by the enemy. They don't have the power. They don't have the initiative. They're the criminals. They're the ones that are in trouble. So great job. Finish up in the last 10 minutes here, Chase Geyser. Then Owen Schroyer, the cuck destroyer, takes over in T-minus 10 minutes at Infowars.com/show. And Real Alex Jones, stay with us, folks, because you are Paul Revere's. You are the resistance.
Absolutely, Alex. Great stuff. Looking forward to seeing you on the War Room as well. One of the things that I found incredibly encouraging about J.D. Vance, because I was initially reluctant. I wasn't going to dismiss J.D. Vance or stop supporting Trump by any means because of the J.D. Vance stuff. But I was reluctant because J.D. Vance has a history many years ago of being anti-Trump. But there were a lot of people that were anti-Trump that are no longer anti-Trump. And there are a lot of people that changed their minds about Trump. I think a lot of people, frankly, on Saturday changed their minds about Trump. If any of these viral posts that I'm seeing are a reflection of the general population, the support is overwhelming. But what really encouraged me is when I saw this speech from Tucker Carlson, and the crew will have to let me know in my ear whether we have this clip because I haven't had much time to look at the clip sheet. But he says every bad person that he's met in D.C. was aligned against J.D. Vance. Tucker responding, of course, to Trump's VP pick. Donald Trump's pick for the vice president, J.D. Vance, is universally hated by bad actors in Washington, D.C., according to Tucker Carlson. And when I talk to people about why they should vote for Donald Trump, why they should support Donald Trump, I don't even really take much time to get into policy issues or trying to correct them when they've gotten something wrong about Donald Trump, or they misunderstand any of his positions or what he said, or they believe any of the misrepresentations that they've seen in the media over the course of the last 8 years. I don't even get into that. The fact of the matter is it's undeniable. Both sides should acknowledge, should understand, should be able to admit that all of the world's supervillains hate Donald Trump. And that should be the only reason that anybody needs to vote for Donald Trump. And if all those same supervillains, as Tucker Carlson, who I do trust, who I do believe, if all of those same supervillains hate J.D. Vance, then I'm 100% behind him. I 100% have his back. Let's go ahead and run the clip and see a little bit of this.
J.D. Vance is the VP pick, and I think every person who pays close attention has got to be thrilled by that. And if you don't know much about J.D. Vance, I'm not even going to make a case for J.D. Vance. I'm going to tell you what I just saw, which is that every bad person I've ever met in a lifetime in Washington was aligned against J.D. Vance. And I do think the negative case is often more powerful, because I know of myself, I do not think I'm a particularly good person. I have strong reasons for feeling that way. I don't always think that my side is right. I know for a fact I have been wrong many, many times, and I hope to correct and be honest about my error. So it's not like I think that, you know, I'm always, you know, God's always on my side. Sometimes I'm not on God's side. But I definitely know who's representing the other side. It's a lot easier to tell who the people who are only in it because they like, I don't know, killing other people in pointless wars. Like, I know who those people are. And their odor is so powerful that I can smell one when he walks in the room. And every single one of those people in a line that would extend from Milwaukee to Chicago was lined up over the last week to knife J.D. Vance. Not on personal grounds. I mean, he's a perfectly nice guy. He's like one of the only members of the Senate with a happy marriage. True. But because they thought he would be harder to manipulate and slightly less enthusiastic about killing people. That's it. That he would be an impediment to their exercising power. And boy, they went after him in a way I've just kind of never seen. which I think happens every day in Washington. I just don't have a vantage on it because I'm far, far away and grateful to be. And again, I was just reminded that this process is so ugly that normal people do not want to participate in it, and yet normal people have to suck it up and do so anyway because the consequences are just so
profound. And if you want to see just how ugly the media is, again, if you need another example among the thousands upon thousands of examples over the course of not only the last 4 years, but especially over the course of the last 25 years, I mean, it got really, really bad after 9/11. You remember planes and buildings, planes and buildings, planes and buildings over and over again for weeks, and then war on terror, war on terror, war on terror over and over again for years, resulting in these unnecessary wars in the Middle East between two nations where Osama bin Laden was not when he was assassinated, with over 500,000 people estimated, civilians, to have died in these conflicts, all while we criticize Russia for what it's done to Ukraine. I have yet to see anyone tell me how what Russia is doing to Ukraine is in any way, shape, or form worse than what we did to Iraq or Afghanistan. So it's totally hypocritical for our establishment to be virtue signaling in that conflict. But if you want another example of how cold-hearted and basically evil the mainstream media is, just look at this short one-minute clip of Donald Trump Jr. slamming an MSNBC journalist for asking loaded questions.
What is that change going to look like, Don? What practically, your father as president, I think you would even say, was a divisive figure. What's it going to look like in the second term?
I don't think he was a divisive figure at all. I think the media created divisiveness around him. They lied about Russia collusion. They said he was a traitor.
Yes.
They went after him in every which way is possible. If the media actually starts being an honest broker, talking about the things that he did, the prosperity he brought, the peace deals that he signed around the world, rather than the disaster that we're living right now, I think you'd do everyone in the country a big favor.
I know immigration's important to him. I covered the family separation crisis closely. Will we continue to see policies like separating 5,000 children deliberately from their parents?
You mean the Obama administration?
You know they didn't do that, sir.
Okay. Sure.
Will there be a second family separation policy?
It's MSDNC, so I expect nothing less from you clowns. Even today, even 48 hours later, you couldn't wait. You couldn't wait with your lies and with your nonsense. So just get out of here.
Unbelievable. Who does that? All just to get a viral reaction. And it's not even viral because it's being praised. It's viral because places like InfoWars cover it and just point out how retarded MSNBC is. And all these other major media outlets with their punditry and their producers with their top-down speaking points, with the Scarboroughs complaining that they weren't allowed to go on air for their normal Monday morning show because the network was worried about what they were going to say. Well, the network should be worried about what you're going to say when there's example after example of people getting canceled for saying the type of stuff that you say right after this assassination attempt, whether it's Jack Black and his bandmate on stage saying that they're sad that there was a miss on Trump. Unbelievable stuff. Stay tuned, folks. Tune into the War Room. Alex Jones will be on with Owen Schroyer. Make sure you go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and be the reason we are still on the air. Survival Shield X3 is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, there are several reasons why you should be considering this product. Frankly, not even considering it, just getting it at InfoWarsStore.com. First of all, we know that nascent iodine supports thyroid health. Now, our thyroid is responsible for several things associated with our health, namely detoxifying, purifying the body, and eliminating the chemicals that we're exposed to, whether they're chemicals in our air, or chemicals in our water, or chemicals in our food. Nascent iodine is key in giving our body and our thyroid the strength and power that it needs to detoxify these terrible chemicals from the way that we are exposed to them in the environment. Now, not only is this nascent iodine incredible for our thyroids, but X3 is specifically designed to be as effective as possible because Survival Shield X3 includes three different types of iodine for one specific reason: to ensure bioavailability. We know that different people have different genes. Some genes are more prone to being able to absorb nascent iodine than others. So we've included three different types of nascent iodine in Survival Shield X3 to ensure that your body is able to absorb and integrate at least one of them into your functioning so that you can be as efficient and healthy as possible. Now, it's not only important to buy Survival Shield X3 because it does things like support thyroid health or because it does things like support detoxification or the enhanced bioavailability, but also because by getting this product, Survival Shield X3 from InfoWarsStore.com, you are supporting InfoWars itself. We know that this is a critical time for our country. We know that we have one of the most important elections, if not the most important election of all all time coming up this November. And so by getting Survival Shield X3 from InfoWarsStore.com, not only are you supporting your health and your body's ability to detoxify itself and power its thyroid system, but you are supporting InfoWars and keeping InfoWars on the air. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now, get Survival Shield X3, support your thyroid health, detoxify your body, keep InfoWars on the air, and frankly, save humanity.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.